Mad Dash to the End. It's the Friday Mixer. The rush is on at the California State House, where lawmakers in the Assembly and the Senate are in a vote-o-rama to get bills moved out of the Capitol and onto Governor Jerry Brown's desk. It happens like this every year. Deadlines are in place in the summer to get the bills in and out of each respective chamber, with September 15th the day that those bills must pass or fail. The governor then has a set amount of time to sign or decline on the measures that do actually make it. David Dayan writes for several publications, including The Intercept, The New Republic, and The Nation, and he wrote an op-ed in today's LA Times about whether that mad rush is really necessary. Hi, David.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
You bet. How long has this legislature worked this way?
As long as I can remember. At the beginning of this week, there were 623 bills that needed to be dispensed with. And, the way that this calendar works, the end of the session week is always just this jam-packed thing. Legislative staffers talk about living in their offices for a week. The legislators themselves don't really know what's going on unless they flip through a paper file to figure out what bills are being voted on that day. And it's just chaos.
Who benefits by this arrangement, David?
Well, I mean, my view is that this benefits special interests and the legislative leadership. There's an information advantage from the legislative leadership standpoint. Makes it harder for constituents to mobilize if they want to pressure legislators to get a bill passed. And if lobbyists and special interests know what's going on more than even the lawmakers, they can exploit that information advantage. So I really do feel like doing this under cover of darkness practically serves the purpose of very powerful interests.
Yeah, light and darkness, obviously, we're talking about the voter who will or will not know what's going on. So I guess the question is, how do voters react to this kind of legislative work? Does anyone really care?
Well, last year, voters did vote by a substantial margin to stop one of the worst practices of this sort of legislative rush week, which is all bills have to be posted online for 72 hours before they can get a final vote. Previously, last minute little riders would get thrown into these bills minutes before they were voted on. Lawmakers wouldn't even know what they were voted on. So this has moved up the timeline so that the last minute amendments, instead of coming on Friday, now they come on Tuesday. And so there's at least a 72-hour period where constituents can figure out what's in a bill and maybe try to work on it. But that's still not a huge amount of time, and especially because there are so many things happening at once, bills on housing, bills on health care, bills on immigration, bills on the environment. It's hard to really pinpoint, some sort of pressure campaign because there's just so much going on.
As you mentioned earlier this week, there were 600 bills still up for grabs. I got to ask, David, what difference does it make if this procrastination continues? I mean, would we see different bills if we thoughtfully deliberated each piece of legislation for weeks and months and then without any kind of rush, like we have this week, voted on them?
Well, what you're talking about sounds strangely like democracy, and I think that democracy is generally what we should strive for. Sacramento, for too long, has been this fortress where a select group of lawmakers and an even larger amount of lobbyists go off and make these laws without much democratic input. I think if you extended this process, if you had, no deadlines and a two-year cycle whereby bills can get passed or not throughout that entire process, then you would have the ability for more public input. And I think that could only be beneficial. And maybe if enough people speak up about that, something will change.
Journalist David Dayan, who wrote this op-ed today in the LA Times about whether the mad rush is really necessary. David, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.